Magandang araw po at maligayang bati sa mga kapwa ko Pinoy. Welcome po sa ika-isang daan at pitong yugto ng Usapang Pinoy, brought to you by Georgia Asian Times. Si Jane Rowland po ito, ang inyong podcaster. Ang ating pong yugto ngayon ay patuloy po ng ating series of the Young Emerging Filipino Leaders. There are so many young hidden talents here in Metro Atlanta and I would like to bring them to the forefront. Today is about one of our young Filipinos who is passionate about service. Ang ating pong panauhin ngayon ay si Ariani De Los Reyes, a government grants manager with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Atlanta, who will share her passion for meaningful work and youth development, as well as her volunteer work with various nonprofits in the U.S. and overseas, focusing on after-school programming and youth support. Ngunit bago ko pa siya tawagin, narito muna ang ating maimportanteng anunsyo. On Saturday, February 7th, from 4 p.m., is the 30th anniversary and Ball of the Mayan of Georgia to be held at VFW 1011 Quarter Road, Warner Robins, Georgia 31088. Everyone is invited to attend and please contact Gina Miller at 478-302-4350 or email her at ginamiller.com for tickets. On Saturday, February 7th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., the Filipino-American Association of Greater Atlanta invites you to the Saturday Night Fever Valentine's Party to be held at St. John Newman Catholic Church at 791 Tom Smith Road, Southwest in Lilburn, Georgia, 30047. Please reach out to any film leaders for tickets, which are $45 for members and $50 for non-members. So Saturday, March 7th naman po at 6 p.m., the Philippine Nurses Association of Georgia will hold its 17th biennial induction ball at the Atlanta Evergreen Lakeside Resort in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Please contact any PNAGA officers for tickets. And on Saturday, March 21st from 5 p.m., the Saranay Club will hold a Disco 3 fundraising event at the Henry County Moose Lodge, 9100 Hunters Chase, McDonough, Georgia, 30253. Please reach out to any Saranay officers for tickets. Ako pa'y magbabalik upang ihandog sa inyo ang ating bisita. Ngayon po, I would like to introduce to you today's guest to Usapang Pinoy, Ariani De Los Reyes. Ariani brings over 3 years of experience in the nonprofit space with experience in grants management, fundraising, and development operations. After graduating with a bachelor's degree in sociology and psychology from GSU in 2022, Ariani found her skills and passion aligning with local mission-driven organizations such as La Amistad, Propel Atlanta, and Hands On Atlanta. Now she serves her community as a government grants manager with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Atlanta, where her commitment to creating impactful change and supporting nonprofit operations grows even more. She has also recently become part of the inaugural Young Professional Advisory Board with Westside Future Fund. Outside of work, Ariani is a hobby artist and photographer with a big love for travel, reading, being active, and spending quality time with family, friends, and her cat, Honey. Welcome, Ariani. Thank you so much for making the time to talk to us in Usapang Pinoy.
Magandang umaga. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm very excited.
We are excited to hear from you, so let's go ahead and get started. First, can you tell us about Boys and Girls Club of Metro Atlanta, the mission, the vision, and programs, and what inspired you to join them?
Of course. So the Boys and Girls Club of Metro Atlanta's mission is to ignite the unlimited potential of kids and teens by creating safe, inclusive, and engaging environments for them. Our vision is that thousands of young leaders are thriving in life and strengthening the futures of their communities and the world. I was particularly inspired to work with the Boys and Girls Clubs because of their long history in providing youth development programs that promote academic success, healthy lifestyles, and building character and leadership. Personally, I have a special love and history for education and creating safe spaces for youth to thrive in. I've been volunteering with after-school programs for a while now, and so the opportunity itself, came to to be that I could be a part of an organization, honestly, one of the biggest organizations in the country that really promotes what I believe in, I very much was excited to take the chance. And so in the 3 months that I've been there so far, I've gotten to meet and work alongside very dedicated program directors, managers, club staff, who are really passionate when it comes to serving the youth and their families. And that is the kind of work for me that fulfills my purpose to give back to my community and see it thrive.
Thank you. That is so inspiring. You know, you're passion for education and youth aligns with the goals and passion of Usapang Pinoy, because we want to bridge the gap between the generations, and we especially want to support the youth and see them to be our future leaders, like what you're doing now. Please tell us about Young Professional Advisory Board. What is it about, and what is your involvement?
Absolutely. So the Young Professional Advisory Board's purpose at the Westside Future Fund is to engage the next generation of leaders, advocates, and philanthropists who are passionate about driving impact in our community. Westside Future Fund itself is committed to the equitable revitalization of the 5 historic Westside neighborhoods that they serve in Atlanta. And part of their mission is to improve the quality of life for our current and future residents there, and also elevating the historic West Side's unique history and culture. And as we know, Atlanta is a very historical place, and the West Side of Atlanta especially. So I've been familiar with West Side Future Fund for some time now, and when the opportunity to become a part of their inaugural Young Professional Board presented itself, I was very excited to be a part of it. I think that being a part of this board will not only expand my scope of awareness and impact in the city that I'm a part of, but open a different perspective for how young professionals can be of service, which I think is really needed right now. As you said, it's bridging a gap between what needs to be done and what young professionals can contribute. And so my involvement will be to contribute my knowledge and experience of fundraising and donor relations to fundraise and help build connections and supporters for the organization. Our first meeting is actually going to kick off next week, later this month, and I'm really looking forward to being a part of such a dynamic group of people, because we're all from different walks of life, professional backgrounds, and I think it'll be a great learning experience to be a part of it.
That is so great. That is so inspiring. Not only will you be able to contribute, it will also open doors for you with you know, chances to help more people and more youth. So in 2023, you received the 30 Under 30 Award for Young Nonprofit Professionals Network of Atlanta. And in 2024, you were named a U.S. Fulbright Program semifinalist. How has being a Filipina immigrant shaped your perspective and approach to leadership here in Atlanta?
Yes, that is a great question. And it actually made me think for a little bit and have to be reflective about it. Being a first-generation Filipina has taught me a lot, or immigrant, excuse me, that's the most important part, has taught me a lot. But one thing I always remember, especially after working in nonprofits, is that we all have something to offer, no matter how big or small. I grew up volunteering from a young age, giving my time to service, from volunteering at Sunday school at my local church to tutoring at an after-school program that helps kids read. And while it may be hard sometimes, I believe that showing up is an important first step, if not the most important step, to being a change maker and eventually becoming a good leader. Being resilient and compassionate are also two very Filipino attributes that I've taken with me in my work. I know I've worked alongside several great leaders now in my nonprofit career, and at the end of the day, they really truly care about the work and have great passion for it. And you can see it in the way they talk and in the way they serve. And so that's something I take with me as well every day in my personal and professional life. You know, the work can be hard and progress isn't really linear. Oftentimes it's not. But I believe that uniting people as a leader is to lead by example through actions that are intentional and that benefit and take care of the communities we serve.
This is very impressive, Rianne. How long have you been in the United States?
So my family and I immigrated here in 2006. So
how long have you been in Atlanta?
In Atlanta for 6 years now.
So you went, where were you prior to Atlanta?
Sure. We moved to Indiana, so northeast of Indiana, for work for my dad. And then after a few years of living there, going up there, we decided to move to Atlanta. I basically just followed my family down here. And it was serendipitous because I also finished my degree at Georgia State.
Great. The reason I'm asking is that you have so much to offer. And where have you been hiding? I should have known of you a long time ago. You are so talented.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. You know, I think I've been doing the work, putting my head down and being involved.
Yeah, but you've been like hiding. We need you.
I'll try not to hide anymore.
You can't hide from me now. Now that I'm
perfect. I'm here.
Great. So before I let you go, do you want to give any parting words to inspire our youth who might want to follow in your footsteps as a young emerging Filipino leader in Atlanta?
Yes, absolutely. I think one of the things that I'd love to say is to find inspiration in your daily life and remember that you have something to offer. You know, opportunities, no matter how small, are really worth taking on. Like striking up a conversation with someone new or being curious what's going on in your city or community. When we allow ourselves to take on those opportunities to become a learner in our daily life and be a student, to listen first, you know, the world can really open up and you'll never know the great opportunities that can come from that. And that is something that I really believe in, and it has given me so much more than what I could ask for. Experiences, people that I connect with, opportunities, like I said, to grow as a person. I'd say just take your chance and allow yourself to grow in any capacity, whether it's professional or in your personal life. You have everything you need to create change.
Thank you so much. You are totally inspiring and amazing at the same time. So with that,
thank
I will
you.
Let you go, and we will definitely hook up, which is a wrong word. We will definitely reach out to you. We will contact you, and you have so much to offer, like I said. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Welcome back, mga tagapakinig. I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank our guest, Ariani De Los Reyes, for sharing with us her journey to leadership. And she is so inspiring, as you have heard, very inspiring and very talented. And we appreciate that very much, the time that she has spent with us and for sharing the journey. Ngayon po mga kababayan, bago ako magpaalam, narito po ang ilang inspiring quotes for young leaders focused on action, empowerment, learning, and authenticity, emphasizing that leadership is about developing others, creating change, and having the courage to act. The first one is, if your actions inspires others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, then you are a leader. That's by John Quincy Adams. The second one is, leaders aren't born, they are made through hard work. That is by Vince Lombardi. The third one, the function of leadership is to produce more leaders, not more followers, by Ralph Nader. And last one, a good leader inspires people to have confidence in the leader. A great leader inspires people to have confidence in themselves. And that is by Eleanor Roosevelt. Salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy, at sana po ay lagi kayong makibahagi sa ating usapan. Hanggang sa susunod na kabanata. Maraming salamat po. Hanggang sa muli, paalam muna sa ngayon. Kami pa'y ayaw ko. Kaya kami pa'y